Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't want to call it a quiet week around college football, but there aren't the sexiest matchups on the slate. However, some of these aren't sexy matchups necessarily, Choppy. But, you know, if we were playing that old game of blank, marry, kill, these would be the matchups you'd marry. You know what? They're reliable. They're dependable. They're going to be worth watching. They're going to matter to the CFP picture down the line, some of these games this weekend.
Dude, there's some good games. I mean, some of these are not elite. You know, we've had these holy day of obligation weekends where you tell the significant other, listen, it's been real, but
I'm out.
But not this week. You know, we're getting to that time of year though, where these games are of utmost importance.
Yeah, they are, especially in the Big 12. It is BetMGMU alongside RJ Choppy. I'm Chris Mack, live coast to coast on the BetMGM Network. Get us in podcast form wherever you get your podcast. Just search BetMGMU. John Martin off this week. We'll get him back next week. We'll have a second set of CFP rankings to react to that will be impacted greatly by some of these games that we're talking about that may not capture your full, undivided attention, but you'll definitely be paying attention to, especially if you're betting them. And let's start in Lubbock, noon Eastern, 11 Central on Saturday. Number 8, BYU. Number 9, Texas Tech. We've talked about this game and what it means to the Big 12 and maybe their lone playoff spot. BYU currently by themselves in the Big 12 standings, 5-0 in conference play. Tech right behind them alongside Cincinnati at 5-1. Tech handled Kansas State pretty well, 43-20. Baron Morton, quality game, 249 yards, 2 touchdowns. BYU, Choppy, averages 36 points a game, which is top 20 in the country. But they have this tendency to grind things out. Not a lot of explosive plays. They will happily possess the ball and chew up the clock and make you spend a lot of time on the field, the opposing defense, that is. Texas Tech, almost the exact inverse of that, right? They'll big play you to death. They might do nothing for a quarter and a half, and then bang, they're in the end zone before you even know it. They've got the most home wins by a margin of 15 or more points of any FBS team this season, five times. Plenty of tortillas thrown on the field, although that may get them in trouble again. I honestly think if BYU can play ball control and limit Texas Tech's big plays, not only did they cover, because I think 9.5, 10, depending on where you're getting this, is too much in a game that I think is going to be very tight. But I think BYU could steal an outright win here. They're almost 3-1 on the money line.
Man, I'll tell you, this place, this is one of the hotter tickets. In fact, this is the hottest ticket of the weekend. I'm looking at some tickets that are available. This is the only one. There's only one other game that's over $100. That's A&M Missouri. This is $407 as your get-in-the-door price right now. This is a big-time ticket.
That oil money hits different out in West Texas.
Yeah, it does, man. And that's not—it's not 120. It's not 110,000 seats, right? It's not the biggest stadium in the world, but it gets loud. It gets very loud for the size of the stadium. I struggle with this game. This game was a night game. I'd be like, okay, man, Tech can run them out of here. The fact this thing game is 11 a.m. kick. You're not going to have the same energy. The stadium's just are a little bit more lifeless early on in the morning. So, I mean, for a 10?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Too much.
That's a lot. It's too much. It's too much money. I don't know that I would go as far as money line on BYU. Man, 10 is too much. You were begging for a backdoor cover there. Begging.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't even know if it's necessarily a backdoor cover. I mean, in a situation, you're right. In a situation where Tech builds an early lead and maybe takes off at some point, you're right. It's at double digits is built for that backdoor cover. I just think it's going to be a tight game. I think BYU is going to grind this thing out. And like I said, if they can avoid Texas Tech flipping the field on them or a big play touchdown or two, which Tech has been very good at producing, I would not be surprised in the least to see BYU technically upset Texas Tech. I wouldn't consider it much of an upset. I would consider it BYU starting to put the conference to bed, and they're the only undefeated team in the conference. I don't see any reason at all this thing should be anywhere close to 10.
Yeah, and I would have to go check on the tiebreakers and everything for the Big 12, but I mean, I think BYU could lose this game and still find their way into the Big 12 title game.
I think you're right.
They could get a redo anyway on this, right? So they could get a kind of a do-over. But yeah, it's Tech should be favored. They're playing at home. They're a really good team. I know BYU is the undefeated team, but yeah, I think Tech absolutely should be favored. I just think 10 is entirely too many points.
Yeah. Speaking of too many points, any points in Iowa are too many to be expected. But you got number 6, Oregon, going in to face number 20, Iowa. 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central kick on CBS. Fourth ever meeting between the two schools, but obviously the first as Big Ten rivals. Iowa's won their last three, choppy. Wisconsin, Penn State, and Minnesota, though, so I don't know how heavily you weigh those victories. Iowa 5-2-1 against the spread this season. That's second best in the Big Ten for what it's worth, behind only Ohio State. We love to talk about Iowa unders, but Iowa 500 to the total this year. 4 over, 4 under for what it's worth, so is Oregon. Iowa also 5-1 at home against top 10 teams since 2008, including a 2017 upset of Ohio State, 2016 upset of number 2 Michigan. Oregon is in a spot where they need this one, though, to continue to stay in the playoff picture, I think. Mm-hmm. A loss here would really crush them, especially not so much in light of the Indiana loss. You're talking about the number 2 team in the country, even if it was at home. But they've still got USC and a rivalry game on the road against Washington to wrap things up. Oregon desperately needs this one. 6.5 still, 6.5 feels like a bit much going on the road to Iowa.
It does. I expect this to be low scoring. The one thing that's concerning to me if I'm Iowa is Iowa plays really, really well against a lot of these good teams. The speed of Oregon could really mess with them, I think. I think it could mess with them in this situation. Because you're right, Oregon's got to win this game. They don't want to go into that Notre Dame, Texas, Oklahoma,
cluster.
Grouping. No, yeah. You want to stay away from that. You know, same thing for Ole Miss. I know Ole Miss has got an easy road with their schedule. They don't want any part of that either. And I know they're going to be staying ahead of Oklahoma, but after what the committee did with Notre Dame over Miami, they don't want to trust that. So Oregon's got to win this game. I think they will. I don't love the 6. If it was at 7.5, I would take Iowa. At 6, though, man, I think I could get away. First of all, I think the number's too low. I think 40 is too low. 40 with Oregon seems entirely too low for me.
It feels too low. I think a lot of that is obviously it's in Iowa.
I think that has a
big impact on that one. This has all the earmarks of like a 23-16 kind of game. And Oregon might cover, and, you know, we might be just about right on the number. And, you know, the books are good at what they do, so that would make a ton of sense. But I always got a real good habit of making games close against teams that might be a whole lot more talented than them. You know, I talked about BYU kind of grinding the game down to a halt at times against Texas Tech. I could see Iowa doing the same to Oregon, just grinding this thing out, turning it into a field goal fest if they have to. And if that's the case, I don't know if we get to 40. And I definitely don't know if Oregon covers by 6.5.
I'm looking at the weather. Man, it's going to rain and midday, you know, mid 40s and rain. And then we're looking at maybe some snow and as it gets into the evening. So, oof.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it could be an ugly one, and Iowa keeps it close. Saturday afternoon, 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central on ABC, the number 3 Aggies, Texas A&M, head to Columbia, Missouri, laying 6.5-ish, 7 at BetMGM right now. Missouri still without Bo Prabula at quarterback. Freshman Matt Zollers is okay-ish in their loss to Vanderbilt, 14-23, 138 yards. Clearly, it's a drop-off. Prabula isn't a Heisman candidate, but it's a drop-off from Prabula to Zollers. For what it's worth, Missouri hasn't beaten A&M since 2013 in Columbia. Marcel Reed looked really good in the Aggies' last game. And just in general, they've got big playability. Casey Concepcion with the punt return that he had in their win against LSU when they just ran away with that one and got Brian Kelly fired. Both teams coming in fresh off a bye, choppy. If this stays within 7, the number, I don't see 7 or less, 7, 6.5, I don't see any reason to bet Missouri here.
I don't either. The only thing that's giving me pause is A&M road defense has not been elite this year. They've been a much better defense when they're at home. They gave up 40 to Notre Dame. They gave up 42 to Arkansas. And they gave up 25 to LSU. LSU's offense has been kind of broken. Yeah. I actually like the over here of 47.5. I don't think that's a high enough number. But I also like A&M in the 7. So I think this game has got 38-24 written all over it kind of thing. So yeah, I like the A&M.
You'd have to get out to double digits, I think. You'd have to get out to 10. Before I'd get uncomfortable betting A&M here, even on the road against Missouri. Side note, Marcel Reed is now fourth on the board for the Heisman, behind only Sayan Mendoza and Ty Simpson. He's plus 750 at BetMGM. You can find 850 in other spots if you want to shop around. Look, I think with such a muddled Heisman field, it's going to be about whichever team gets through not just the regular season, but their conference championship undefeated. And when I look at it that way, or as the number one team in the country, right? When I look at it that way, sure, Julian Sayan makes a ton of sense. I'm not going to bet it, given the number is like 175, 180, not a ton of return there, even if it makes sense. Mendoza's like 225-ish at BetMGM, right around that number everywhere you look. Ty Simpson plus 350. You can find a 450 out there. But Bama's lost already. I don't know, unless something weird happens in the Big Ten the final few weeks, that they're going to elevate to that number one spot. I think Marcel Reed has a chance here. And at the price, I think, is the most important factor here. If A&M runs the table and beats Bama in the SEC championship game, let's paint that picture. And Marcel Reed doesn't have to have massive games. I think he just has to avoid a blow up, and I think he's got a much better chance than that price, 750, 850 would indicate.
He does. I really like the push Ty Simpson's been on. I'll tell you this. I mean, if Alabama goes and they win out, all right, that means they beat what? They beat Auburn. They'll beat Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. They would win the SEC championship game. They beat A&M. If they went out I could see him sneaking above. I wonder if the if it gets down to it, are the Big Ten voters going to kind of split with Mendoza and Sain? Is that going to happen? Is that going to screw things up? We've seen that before. We've seen that happen before. Although I don't think they regionalized the Heisman vote the way they used to. But I could see Simpson. Other than that, man, I've thought for a while that it should be Mendoza. They keep winning. I don't know why I would think any different.
I think the only thing that keeps that from happening is if they get if they lose by a decent margin in the Big Ten championship game to Ohio State and Saiyan has a quality game. And really, nothing against Julian Saiyan. He's a very good quarterback. But with those receivers, man, you should be at the top of the Heisman list. I mean, five-step drop and chuck it, my man. Get it out and let somebody run underneath it. With that set of receivers, the Ohio State quarterback, regardless of whether it's Julian Saiyan or the ghost of Kirk Herbstreit, should be able to compete for the Heisman Trophy. So it makes sense that he's there. I think if Indy can go to the Big Ten championship game and beat Ohio State, and that'll be kind of like a little bit of a home game for them, I think that's where Mendoza locks it up and cements it. But I think it's worth keeping an eye on Marcel Reed, given that A&M, I know they're driven by defense. It's Mike Elko team, all that. He might not pop big numbers every week the rest of the way out, but I think it's worth keeping an eye on if the Big Ten gets muddy somehow and A&M runs the table.
Especially if he has a big Thanksgiving weekend game at Texas. And he ends the Longhorn season. Let's say Texas beats Georgia, and then all they got to do is beat A&M and they're in. And Marcel Reed goes into Austin in front of the quietest 100,000 fans you're ever going to hear. And beats the tea sippers, the whiny orange. Beats them. It's over.
Got my pinky up for that one. We'll take a look at some conference championship futures. Maybe touch on a couple of these other games that may have some interest for you as well. Next, plus our best bets coming up on BetMGMU.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.